I'm Joe Catalano with a QATV news update for Thursday, April 9th. There are now 237 cases of coronavirus in Quincy. 67 people have recovered, and there have been 10 deaths. There are over 15,000 cases in Massachusetts. Over 100 people in Quincy are being monitored now for signs of the virus. Members of the National Guard are assisting with coronavirus testing at Quincy nursing homes, including the Marina Bay Rehabilitation Center. Earlier this week, Health Commissioner Ruth Jones said 11 of Quincy's 237 coronavirus cases are at the Quincy Rehabilitation and Nursing Home on McGrath Highway. Quincy Mayor Thomas Koch has announced that both Cleaner, Greener Quincy and the Senior Olympics have been postponed until further notice due to the coronavirus pandemic. Both events were scheduled to take place in early May. Interfaith Social Services of Quincy says they need donations of face masks for their volunteers handing out food from their food pantry. Director Rick Doan says disposable masks can be dropped off at Interfaith's Adams Street headquarters during regular business hours. The Chef's Table restaurant this week donated 300 meals to the food pantry at the South Shore YMCA Germantown Neighborhood Center. And Wahlburgers Food Truck is providing hot meals to the homeless clients staying at the temporary shelter at the YMCA on Coddington Street, as well as children who are staying in the emergency child care center at the Y. Now, Quincy Public Schools are wrapping up their first week of online learning while schools are closed due to the coronavirus pandemic. Superintendent Rick DeCristofaro says there will be no online classes on Good Friday and that remote learning will resume again on Monday. DeCristofaro says grab-and-go meals and learning enrichment packets will be distributed on Good Friday and every other weekday while the schools remain closed. Those meals and packets are distributed from 11 a.m. to noon at both high schools and at the Snug Harbor, Lincoln Hancock, Atherton Howe, Parker, Clifford Marshall, and Montclair schools. School committee will be meeting Monday night and deciding whether or not online learning will take place during school vacation week, the week of April 20th. DeCristofaro says if there is no online learning during vacation week, then the last day of school will be June 23rd. If online learning does occur during vacation week, then the last day of school would be June 17th. There will be no online learning on April 20th, Patriots Day. DeCristofaro says the school department has loaned out 500 Chromebook computers, distributed 12,000 grab-and-go meal packets, and assisted over 3,000 students with setting up online learning. He says all school buildings continue to undergo intensive cleaning and disinfecting. I'm Joe Catalano with the QATV News Update for Thursday, April 9th.